What do you expect from your workplace? Do your expectations hold more than just a paycheck? Are you looking for positive productivity rather than pressure? How about having your input welcomed? Do you strive to advance versus just showing up, try to get a trophy that way? Many think the positive options I just presented are only available at larger businesses. Truth is that the growth of small businesses offer these as well to the large number of people, especially women, who are in or returning to the workplace, as we've seen recently. Proof of this is presented via the 2018 Aflac Small Business Happiness Report, which my next guests are here to review the results of. We're joined by Shark Tank star, author of the new book Shark Tales, and real estate entrepreneur Barbara Corcoran, along with Aflac Senior Vice President, Chief Brand and Communications Officer, Catherine Hernandez-Blades. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Smart women here with you, Chris. I hope you can handle us.
I always love a challenge, and if you feel free to outnumber me anytime you want.
Okay.
Website to
give us a run for our money.
I think so. He's game, as they say.
As opposed to gamey, so that's a good step in the right direction. Aflac.com/happiness report. You can find out more about the report that we're talking about here, and of course, Barbara's website, barbaracorcoran.com as well. Starting with you, Barbara. Small business is the largest employer in many regions, especially here where we're based in northern New Jersey. Now, your work as a Shark Tank investor, you've worked with some of these small businesses. What's the workplace they really need to create to, A, compete and for and keep employees, while at the same time making sure they're going to get the results, the growth that they want to have?
They pretty much have to actually follow the outline in the Aflac Happiness Report, which number one finding is that people really believe if they're working for a small business, they're going to have more fun than the guy at the big business. And I'm here to tell you, as a person who has spent endless hours planning good fun for my employees, it really works. It's the most underutilized tool in business today, fun. The other thing is that people in small business really feel like they can be heard, whereas they feel lost in bigger businesses, like people aren't listening. And that is essential if you're going to keep your people happy. And then, of course, the downside to a smaller business is people think they may not be paid as well, and they also feel as though they don't get the benefits in health insurance that they might get at a larger firm. But they're greatly mistaken in that, because there's different kinds of health insurance, not the major medical kind that people tend to focus on, but there's the voluntary insurance that you could purchase through Aflac. And I think maybe, Catherine, you could give a few examples of that for small business, why it works.
Absolutely, because every small business wants to know what options are. They don't want to look at one choice and then say, I can't do that.
One choice is terrible for small business. It's terrible for individuals. The smart employer actually thinks about what makes that person happy.
Exactly, and if you don't know, ask them.
That's a great starting point. Hey, listen, what the heck?
So, Catherine, give us some ideas, too, as far as with benefits, especially with health care these days. I mean, that's one of the top two, three priorities. If you look at the midterm election polls as we go into election day this coming Tuesday, it's really important to people.
It is important to people. It truly matters. But the beauty of the Aflac model, the voluntary insurance model, is the fact that you can offer it to your employees at no cost to you, but it allows employees choice. They can decide what they need, how they need it, how much they need it. And if you're really smart as an employer, you'll look for voluntary insurance that provides value-added services. So what that means is you get additional benefits that start day one, not before you have the accident. I mean, before you have the accident, not when you file the claim because you've had the accident. So things like telemedicine, fraud protection, medical bill negotiation. In this day and age, I would love to have somebody else handle that for me when I'm sick.
If I could add just one thing, but yeah. This is something I didn't really understand until very recently. What happens with these kinds of medical programs that are offered by Aflac, and Aflac pays the cash directly to the insured. I mean, most people think, like as major medical, it pays the doctors and the hospitals, but this is a cash payment to the insured person, which simply says we trust you on how you're going to use the money to your benefit to maintain your lifestyle. So these are specialty programs with whatever the particular individual is worried about, they can address specifically through that limited program or an expansive program, whatever they feel they really need to make themselves more comfortable. And I think the customization of that is really the sweet spot here.
Well, and we do it in one day.
And certainly, too, it keeps the individual in the process as opposed to being in the dark as the insurance company and the medical team hammer everything out.
And you know what? What makes us all happy, whether it's raising our kids, whether it's a happy marriage, what we're doing at work is control. When you feel you have a sense of control, your shoulders come down, you feel more comfortable, you feel as though you could perform better. And that's exactly why this type of insurance really does help the small business owner as well as the employee.
Barbara Corcoran from ABC Shark Tank, her new book, Shark Tales, and also Catherine Hernandez-Blades, who is Aflac Senior Vice President, Chief Brand Communications Officer, about the 2018 Aflac Small Business Happiness Report, which you could check out at aflac.com/happiness report and Barbara's website, barbaracorcoran.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. We're talking about the importance of a friendly, fun, and family spirit workplace, Barbara. But it's also important you have to have, I guess for lack of a better word, discipline has to be part of the equation as well.
Well, I wouldn't think of it as discipline, frankly, because that's good for jailhouses and stuff. I think what's a much better alternate to discipline when you're trying to motivate people is to be crystal clear as to where you're going, how you envision the future, and exactly what you expect from them to get there. Specific is very good for comfort with employees. It's also very good for people taking it and owning it themselves. So, for example, when I was building my business, there was not a single person there who didn't understand what my vision as to where we were going to go. Clearly, we were going to be the number one broker in all of New York City. The number one broker. You hear me? The number one broker in New York City. And that's exactly what we became. If I didn't have that clear vision, they couldn't have shared it with me and the excitement of running up the mountain and getting there. And then to say, this is why I need you. You specifically have this talent. This position is built around your talent, and I expect your talent to even multiply because I have chosen you for your talent. That's a motivator for people. So I think motivating people is not about discipline, 9 to 5. I frankly didn't have hours, and my people worked many long hours for no pay, simply because I had no hours, but I was crystal clear on what I wanted them to accomplish.
Question for Catherine regarding the small business person. Maybe he's just went from a sole proprietorship to now someone with employees, and there's those moments of anxiety when you have to look at the elements of expansion, healthcare being one of those. What's one or two of the key points that people maybe get overly traumatic about, that it's when they go to Aflac, it's a lot more user-friendly than they anticipate?
Well, that is the key, Chris, exactly what you said. The administrative process can be so burdensome, but we can deduct straight from a payroll check. And so the employer doesn't have to even worry about that. That is all taken care of for them. And that's huge, especially as a sole proprietor who is growing, as you mentioned. They have so much to do anyway. Let's just take that off their plates and make it easy.
Also, if I could just add something, because this was something that I was actually not aware of, and I was surprised to hear. Unlike major medical plans that pay the doctors and the hospitals directly, Aflac pays the cash directly to the insured individual. And let me tell you, if control is important to you, which I believe it is to every human being on this planet, that gives you a sense of control as to how you're going to apply the money so you maintain your lifestyle when there's a catastrophe, how you want to apply it. And I think that freedom to do that, I think, is essential in getting the cash as fast as one day. I mean, forgive me, but a lot of people don't trust insurance companies with cause. But with Aflac, they have that specialized promise that they will deliver the cash. I mean, that's what I think reassures people.
Absolutely.
I'm singing your praises,
agreed,
my dear. But I think
thank you.
I am singing your praises again because I didn't realize how fast that cash comes through.
It absolutely does. And I have to sing your praises. You are so inspiring.
Oh,
it is so wonderful
to
have you here.
We're going to get married. Oh, we forgot. We have husbands. We
have husbands. Yeah.
Do I sense a group hug coming up here anytime soon?
Yeah. And I understand you're a big hunk of a guy. We're going to mentally bring you here and just, we're going to hug you mentally. Here we go.
Absolutely.
Get ready.
Absolutely.
Real fast, I got 15 seconds left. When you got into Shark Tank, Barbara, did you ever think it would become what it's become and last as long as it's lasted?
I thought it was good for a year. It's been 10 seasons, and I'm still shaking my head going, amazing.
Absolutely. Learn more about the 2018 Aflac Small Business Happiness Report at aflac.com/happiness report. Barbara's World at barbaracorcoran.com. Barbara Corcoran, Catherine Hernandez-Blades, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.